Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
I think they, with a healthy Sir Anthony, like, they might have the best bullpen in baseball. Like, it's certainly top three. Like, they are that great. And look, we talk about it every year, and we saw it in the World Series. Like, your starting rotation and your bullpen are just the most important things in the playoffs. They just are.
Well, and we're not even, like, what do they do at the deadline? I mean,
yeah,
like,
it's great. We're never talking about that.
Like,
right.
They could go into the deadline and. Obviously, the impact bat, I think, is something that we are looking for.
We are.
But even if they wanted to go out and get another bullpen piece.
Yeah.
And just make it like a freaking...
Like a joke.
A superstar back there.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem. It's just, it's exciting, man. Like, it's fun to see them finally firing on all cylinders. And again, like, 12 straight road wins seems impossible.
It seems, dude, you were right. When I said the Kimbrel thing and then you wrote the 11 straight at the time and now 12 straight, you're right. That is the most shocking. It hasn't happened since 1888. So yeah, let's go with that as the most shocking thing that, you know.
And 76. I think 76, they won 13. So we got one more.
Okay.
We got one more tonight.
One more tonight.
Yes.
Regardless, like the fact that this team is just like for the first time all season over the last few weeks, like it's like, that's the team we expected
yes.
to see. The two more wins team.
Yes.
That team that we talked about, we got them.
Yeah, they're grinding it out, being tough. Like just
they feel like winners. They look like winners. To your point, like all the, I mean, I know it's like silly and stuff, but it's something that we've cared about on this pod. The entire history of the pod is just like chemistry and culture and like guys looking like they're having fun out there and guys looking like they like playing with each other. Like that has always been something that we have harped on and cared about. And this is the best, like the playoff run last year. And this is the best I've seen it in the history of this podcast, without a doubt.
Well, that's why I think going on the road is actually important for this team because it's not an indictment of the crowd at Citizens Bank Park. But
they've been winning at home too. Like they have a winning record at home.
They have been. But I do think there's a little bit extra level of tightness at home because the crowd wants it to feel like October every game. You know what I mean? So it's not.
It's almost like too much pressure.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like at home, it's like, we want to go. That's why I think they make so many base running mistakes at home.
Yeah, that's a really good point. They want to impress the crowd.
I think they want to impress the crowd.
That's a really good point.
And I think going on the road, they just can go play. Just go play.
Yeah.
Just go play. And I think one of the more impressive parts of what they've done on this road streak, I know Chicago was great from an atmosphere standpoint, but remember the last couple of years they would go to Miami and there'd be 5 people on the ballpark and they would play like it?
Oh, yeah.
They went to Oakland, won 3 straight. They went down to Tampa and won three straight. Like, they're doing in these ballparks that are dead. Now, I know.
Now, Tampa had some Phillies flavor.
A lot of Phils fans.
It's right near Clearwater. Makes sense. I was thinking about it. I was watching the game, and I'm turning to Emily, and I'm like, man, like, it's really loud down there. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Wonder why. Yeah.
Clearwater.
Wonder why.
That makes sense.
So,
and, oh, yeah, no Rays fans.
So no Rays fans. Yeah. But, yeah, it's just, like, their ability to go into these ballparks where it's, you have to almost create your own energy.
Yeah, which they never used to do.
Never.
It didn't matter if it was Miami, Cincinnati, whatever. Like, we talk, hundreds of times we've talked about that on the pod, of just, like, a no-energy team on the road, an empty stadium. Can't. You've used that phrase, that exact phrase, Jack. I have it, like, burned in my mind of
nice.
You going, like, they need to create their own energy on the road, and they haven't been able to do it. Like, you've said that so many times.
Well, and that's why Garrett Stubbs, second most important Philly behind Schwarber.
He really is important.
He's very important.
I was thinking about it when I was watching the game last. And also, by the way, like, a really solid backup catcher, too. Like, got a good arm, makes great throws down to second.
Calls a great game.
Seems like he calls a really good game, though. I will say, I feel like he drops more strikes than any catcher I've ever seen for some reason. You know what I mean? Like, just like, not a big deal, but like, they just kind of bounce off the bottom of his glove.
It's because, again, he's a little leaguer.
He's a little guy.
He's a little guy.
But I feel like it happens all the time. But, like, he's a really solid player, a solid hitter. Like, obviously took one for the team last night.
Oh, he wore that.
I will say, I was thinking about watching last night because I think it's most startling when you go to a normal Phillies game and he's doing that catching in between innings, like if JT was batting or whatever and he's getting his gear on, and Stubbs comes out, and when he's got no gear on over, he looks, like, so absurdly small
yes.
out there. But I always think about, like, he was the best player on his freaking high school team. He's the best player on his college. Like, all these dudes who tower. Like, now he's, like, not the best player. Obviously, he's a major league player. But, like, I think about, like, Garrett Stubbs with a bunch of dudes on his college team where he's, like, the little guy, and he's just way better than all those
guys.
Well,
I mean,
that's awesome.
At one point, he's a top 20 prospect for the Astros.
That's what I mean.
Like, he's just, yeah. And
but he is the culture dude,
of
man.
Of course
they
is.
They all love him. Like,
yeah.
Those guys love him.
And, sure, they could go find a better backup catcher, but I don't need it.
And even then, like, honestly, like, that's the kind of thing, and Andrew Knapp I do think was particularly bad, but it was one of those things with, like, look, backup catchers are bad when it comes to hitting. Like,
you couldn't get past that with Nappy.
There are few,
Nappy worked a great at bat, called a good game, and all I heard, oh, Nappy's the woat.
Yeah.
Grow up.
He was the woat. You know why? Because he got us Garrett Stubbs. Don't you love Stubbs more?
I do love Stubbs.
So there you
I do
go.
Love Stubbs.
I was right. I called for a better one, and I got
congratulations.
It.
Congratulations. You nailed the backup catcher.
Everyone, you're welcome.
Yep.
All right? And he's a Jew. And he's a Jew.
There
think about
it
that.
Is.
That. In fact, I'm going to claim ownership of Garrett Stubbs. Garrett Stubbs is a Philly because of me.
Yes. Well, no. And he is just, like, again, he has all the playlists. He has, you know, like, he's just, he's the energy guy. And him having, I believe he came up with a new celebration, too.
Did
if
he?
If I had to guess, it was because
oh,
of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Like, it seems like a Garrett Stubbs.
Totally
like, that, like, this is going to be our new thing.
We're all beamed up.
What he's like walking up and down the dugout before the game, like, doing high five. Like, he's very important. They would not be as good as they are without Garrett
Stubbs. I'm a big glue guy.
Like,
I really am.
Well, because many say that you're the glue of WIP.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you.
You are the glue guy of this radio program.
Yeah, I'm a friendly guy.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And I'm so with you, dude. I think Stubbs has been an underratedly, incredibly important part of this team.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, what else stood out to you? We talked about Nola, obviously. I think that, you know, at least for me, when I the outside of just, like, them going to Tampa winning these games, like, if I had to pick one dude who kind of, like, I think is, like, the most important thing we saw in Tampa, it was that start from Nola.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
I would say that. I thought Taiwan Walker, you know, I think it was important.
Battling.
Yeah, I mean, just being able to go do that. And the other thing that I thought was interesting, they didn't do it with Sanchez yesterday because I don't think that, you know, maybe two starts from now if he continues to keep this up. they will be more open to it. But I thought it was noticeable, and we talk about these guys trusting Rob Thompson because he trusts in them. Talked about it with Jeff Hoffman, yep. Talked about it with Junior Marte. Mm-hmm. Nola going out for the eighth.
I thought about it in the moment because you said this last time. We talked about it with the Wheeler thing. I am so with you.
So Nola going out for the eighth. And then he gave Taiwan Walker the seventh.
And he got through it. He handled it.
Yeah, and he's done that a couple times with these starters. And it's saved a couple of pieces of the bullpen, which is good, which is important. But I do think it gives those guys like, all right, Rob's got me. I got to go do this. And we talk about the importance of a manager. And what does a manager do? And like everyone's questioning. Like, they do a set of lineup.
They even matter.
Right. Yeah. Right. That stuff. Yeah. Like, that's what managers, that's why they're not coaches.
No, it's like with Joe Torre. Everyone used to be like, what the hell is that guy doing? It's that he kept the clubhouse together. Everyone loved him. He was able to find ways to get players to motivate guys and all that. But like, you don't, but the funny thing is,
I think Rob Thompson's winning percentage is like 638, right?
Dude,
now.
Just saying. I will say too, I think with Thompson, we're starting to see something that was, you know, basically until game six of the World Series, like Topper had it. It just felt like whenever we would make these moves where everyone's like, why are you doing that? It worked.
Well.
And we're seeing that. Like, Josh Harrison starts. Like, it seems like the dude homers when he starts. Or this, that. Like, it's like, Topper keeps doing these things where it's like, why are you doing it? Like, the other day, I can't remember what it was. They're facing a lefty, and both Stott and Marsh are down. And, like, you know, Pache comes through, and freaking, you know, Josh Harrison comes through. And it's like, I feel like we're starting to get back to that point where, like, even when it maybe isn't the smartest or best decision, like, it goes right for Topper.
Yeah, but he's definitely, yesterday was the heat check for him.
Yeah. Oh, no
doubt.
I mean,
he had five straight lefties batting. like, what are we doing? I mean, you don't have to
do that. Funny because it was almost like, all right, Rays, I'm going to out-Ray you. Because that's the kind of thing the Rays would do. Like, the only team that if you said, all right, what team in baseball is going to have five straight lefties in the lineup? I'd be like, the Rays. They'd obviously. Yeah, the Rays might have nine straight lefties in the lineup.
Five straight lefties. I was like, what are you doing? And then the other hot streak moment was in the 10th, he let Derek Hall bat.
Yeah, it's another great point.
Like, I mean, unless they just want to give JT the full day, but I don't know.
Which they might. They've been weird with the days, the double days. They've liked to give guys the 2 days off and all that type of stuff. So, yeah. Look, hey, I will give them credit in that they've done a nice job keeping guys healthy so far this season, especially with how taxed the bullpen was early in the season. I mean, a guy like Strom, we talked about, he's already surpassed his innings for combined the last two seasons. So, you know, like, I do think Topper's found a way to really navigate this.
Yeah.
And he's got a really good feel for this roster.
Well, and I think a lot of it comes back to also this Kotham and his staff. I think Kotham and his staff putting together the game plan.
The
like
whole thing, Long, the biomechanics, the whole group. Like, again, it, you know, back up to the top. The guy we always loved, the guy we always said was going to do a great job here. I mean, Dave Dombrowski just deserves a ton of freaking credit for how this organization functions, how they look, the fact that they're real, like, feels like real checks and balances, real, like, best practices, like, all these things that high-functioning organizations have that we have not had in a really long time, Jack, or ever. Like, it just feels like it's a really high-functioning organization top to bottom.
And it's starting to bear itself out on the field, which is the best part of it all. So, because the beginning of this podcast, first couple of years of this podcast, it was like, are they a well-run team? Like, does anyone down there know what they're doing? Last 2 years, I mean,
it's like a night and day.
The organizational shift, even like getting the analytics right. And I mean, it's a minor thing, but having Stott playing up the middle last night, he dives.
Double play. That was a big play in that game.
He's in the right spot.
They might lose that game if he's not, because the run score is there. Who knows?
Yep, totally agree. And it's just they are finally doing. I mean, dude, when Gabe first got hired, they had the wrong. They had the wrong shifts for an entire year because they had no idea like
the
what.
Oh yeah, they couldn't read the analytics. They didn't understand it.
Dude, that was so funny. It was one of the most funny storylines of the early Gabe was that they tried all this advanced stuff that didn't make any sense because they were reading it wrong.
Because it didn't.
They were reading the information wrong.
Didn't make sense. Yeah, correct.
I was watching it like. Oh, Freddie Freeman.
The amount of balls that were hit to no one and just like I remember us just being like. Like normal baseballs, like there were few things. Don't get me wrong, we all remember the 2020 bullpen, that was the worst. But in terms of just watching a baseball team and feeling deflated, there are few things more deflating than just seeing balls hit to the shortstop and there's no one there.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.